The New England Sanitarium, Melrose, Massachusetts, August 21st, 1904. This place is the most nearly perfect location for a sanitarium that I have ever seen. This place and several other places were presented to me some time ago. This place was pointed out as a most desirable site for the sanitarium work that should be carried on near Boston. It has the attractiveness that will bring to it wealthy people from Boston. It has been reserved for us, that we may reach the people of that city. It is in the providence of God that the sanitarium is here, and we should appreciate the advantages thus placed within our reach. Since coming to the sanitarium, I have had opportunity to see a great deal of its surroundings. We have been provided with a gentle horse and an easy carriage, and Sister Nicola has driven out with us to a great many beautiful places and has told us about them. We have appreciated this very much. It would be impossible for me to describe the beauty of the places that I have seen. There are many fine drives in the park and a great variety of trees. I enjoy looking at them all, but I particularly enjoy looking at the noble pines. There are medicinal properties in the fragrance of these trees. Those who breathe this fragrance breathe in health. It is impossible for me to find words to describe the beauty of this place. Just in front of the sanitarium, there is a beautiful lake called Spot Pond. This lake supplies the city of Boston with water, and it is most carefully guarded from contamination. No bathing or boating is allowed in it. The sanitarium buildings are fairly well adapted to their present use. They were originally used as a hotel, but have been easily adapted to sanitarium purposes, though, of course, some changes had to be made. At present, the institution is filled to overflowing with patients, and on bright, sunny days, the sick may be seen lying in easy chairs and on cots on the lawn, some in the shade of the trees, and some in the sunshine. I have been instructed that it was in the providence of God that our people obtained possession of this place. I have also been instructed that proper facilities should be provided for the increasing number of patients. Many from Boston and other places will come to this sanitarium to be away from the din and bustle of the city. Additional buildings will have to be put up. Room must be provided for the rich as well as for the poor. The money of the rich is needed. It will be a great help to the institution. As you know, sanitarium work was once conducted in South Lancaster. I groaned in spirit when I saw the situation there. I knew that the sanitarium ought to be in a different place, and when the opportunity came for it to be moved, I felt that the providence of God was guiding. A wealthy family living in South Lancaster offered to buy the sanitarium property and gave our people a good price for it. Then they offered to give our people the building if they would move it off the land. This offer was accepted, and the building was afterward taken down and shipped to Melrose. At this time, Dr. Nicola was negotiating for the purchase of the property at Melrose. The buildings were partly furnished when they were bought, and the workers and patients from the South Lancaster building were transferred to them as soon as the necessary changes had been made. At the time that the sanitarium work was moved from South Lancaster to Melrose, I bore testimony to the wisdom of the change. And I now say again, the providence of God has been revealed in this transfer. The Melrose Sanitarium is a place that will be well patronized. Great good will be accomplished by the institution if it is rightly conducted. There were those who said that the move would result in financial embarrassment. But there is no necessity for this sanitarium to become embarrassed by debt. Should there be a pressure for means, money can be borrowed at 4% interest. Thus the matter stands at the present time. But another building is needed. There should be accommodations for those who desire and are willing to pay for rooms with a private bathroom. People come here who say that they are willing to pay just what is asked for rooms which are what they want. They see nothing that satisfies them, and they go away. Persons of this class must be accommodated. We are to labor in the highways as well as in the byways.
I am instructed that Boston must be worked.
and the possession of this sanitarium site is one of the greatest blessings that could come to our work in the eastern states. 100 or more might be cared for here, were there suitable accommodations. Therefore, we advise that the work on the new building be begun soon, so that patients of the wealthy class may be accommodated. This class must hear the message. Let those in charge counsel together and make arrangements to put up a building that will provide the necessary accommodations. The material now lying in the barn can be utilized. Remember, this material was a gift. We rejoice that the Lord in His providence has guided us to this place. The sanitarium is situated in a 3,000-acre park, which is public property. No buildings can be put up near the sanitarium. Nothing can come in that would interfere with the work of the institution. There is nothing here to offend the sense of sight or the sense of smell, and care must be taken that there shall be nothing of the kind. I am instructed that close inspection is being made by persons who are not supposed to be inspectors. Everything about the building will be investigated. Note will be taken of the care given to the barns and stables. Therefore, there must be no laxness or looseness seen on the premises. Let everything be such that it will bear favorable testimony to the institution. Those who are acting a prominent part in connection with this sanitarium should be encouraged by what the Lord has done in behalf of the institution. Let all move forward unitedly. Let everyone strive to become better acquainted with Christ Jesus, the great medical missionary. Let all strive with every power of the being to control the blind passions which, if not purged from the life, would lead to the dishonor of God's holy name. Self is to be subdued. Every thought, word, and act is to be brought into obedience to the will of Christ. Let all who are connected with the sanitarium inquire at every crisis, "What would Christ do were He in my place?" Keeping the way of the Lord always leads men into paths of truth and righteousness. We are to make advance moves. We are not to stagnate. If there are members of the board who cannot see clearly what ought to be done to advance the work that other members of the board regard as essential, let all bow before God in prayer, asking Him to cure the evil of disunion and make the right way clear. Time is too short for anyone to put his foot on the brake so that the chariot of the Lord cannot move forward. If there is one who persists in putting his foot on the brake, let others say, "We will now seek the Lord in prayer." Do not enter into controversy with one who has set himself against the work that needs to be done. Take it all to the Lord in prayer. Self, self, self. How it struggles for the supremacy. In all things, the word of the God of truth is to be our criterion. Study this word, constantly praying with meekness and reverence, constantly rendering obedience to a plain, "Thus saith the Lord." You will reveal to angels and to men that you are members of the redeemed family. Caution should be exercised not to bring an unnecessary burden of debt upon the institution. Stand in the light and in freedom without a yoke upon your necks. Come up to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Satanic agencies are constantly seeking to discourage and destroy those who will listen to the counsel of the enemy. Keep close to the word of God, for it is spirit and life. Then the Lord will be able to say to you, "Ye are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9.